भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रचाथां सघना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावदेतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त श्रीराधाकान्त नमस्तु ते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, नमो हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनधारिणे। Hare Krishna. So first of all, we'd like to welcome all the devotees and all the guests who have come for this Sunday feast program. By the blessings and by the instructions of the seniors, I am sitting here to speak this afternoon on the series of processes of devotional service which we are having every Sunday. So today we will be speaking a little about Smaranam, and then next week also we will continue. The next speaker will more elaborately discuss on the subject matter of Smaranam in our lives. So this, for those who came first time or those who didn't attend the previous sessions, I will just recite the verse which is the basis for what we are discussing in the Sunday feast programs. This is from the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The context, very briefly, Hiranyakashipu sends his small child Prahlad to a gurukul or whatever, a college or a school, where teachers Shanda Amark, the two headmasters of that school, teach him different subject matters, and he comes back home and his very loving father Hiranyakashipu asks, so what is the best of all the knowledges which you have learned from the esteemed Shanda and Amarka? Please tell. like any other natural loving father would ask his small child, so what did you learn when you went to school today, or what did the teacher teach, or what is the homework you have got, which many times nowadays parents only do. But anyways, so that's why the Gurukul system was there, so the teachers, students stay there. That was the culture. Gurukul, you go there, stay there, do all your homework there only. So anyway, so then he comes and Prahlad Maharaj is saying this beautiful verse that this is the best of all the knowledges which I have learned. So let us read what Shri Prahlad Maharaj has to offer us, who is the esteemed disciple of Shripad Narada Muni. So Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans, so he is not an ordinary person. So when he is saying that this is the best of all the knowledge, we have to accept it, and we'll see how. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam iti pamsarpita Vishnu bhaktis chinnava lakshana kriyate bhagavati adda tanmanne aditam uttamam. So here Shri Prahlad Maharaj is saying, hearing and chanting, so these are the nine processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, we'll read now. Hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu. Remembering them, so that's what we are discussing today, remembering them, name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu. Serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with body, mind, and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person. So all of us want to become the most learned person? Yes? So this is the process Prahlad Maharaj is saying. One who follows any one of the nine, Prabhupada in the purport explains. Anyway, let me just complete. So one who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person. For he has acquired complete knowledge. So that is what Prahlad Maharaj is saying when asked, what is the best of all knowledge? So this is the conclusion of all the knowledge which is there. All the Vedic knowledge, or all the knowledge of this world. What is the purpose of knowledge of this world? Whatever, different backgrounds, engineering, medical, commerce, or whatever, so many avenues, so many departments are there. Hundreds and thousands of probably departments where people are doing research into. Many people do a research even on a blade of grass, how it grows, what color it has, what determines its color. So people are spending so much energy, time in understanding in all these different aspects of knowledge. But Prahlad Maharaj, 5-year-old, the most intelligent boy, he is giving us the real wisdom, a real knowledge. This is what the scriptures is. They gave us the real essence. All the knowledges of this world is meant to solve some problems of this world. Like we have engineering things or electronics or computers. It's so that we can facilitate our lives a little easier, make it a little better, make it more comfortable living in this world. But the scriptures go much beyond. And they basically go to the essence of all the problems. Varieties of problems, medicine, we are not against all these. But there are varieties of problems, varieties of knowledges. But the scriptures go into the root cause of all the problems. What is the root cause? Removing the disease from the root. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching about. Is remembrance of the Supreme Lord is the solution to the root cause of all the problems. The material existence, the circle of birth, death, old age, disease, all these different circles which we are all moving in. If we just follow these, one of these nine processes, Prabhupada in the beautiful, in the purport explains that one need not follow all the nine. Sometimes it's difficult. Knock and knock, aise karenge bhai, shravan bhi karna hai, kirtan bhi karna hai, paath sevan bhi, archanam bhi karna hai. To kahan samay kaliyug mein? Nobody has time. Prabhupada said even one is enough. Any one you pick up, whichever you like. Of course, shravanam is most important because all others have to be based on shravanam, what we hear. But then even just one is enough. And all of them are more or less interlinked. When you hear, then you chant. And when you hear and chant nicely, then you remember or recollect. So that is what we are discussing today. So many people, many researches are being done. Recently in the Bhagavatam class, Gopinath Chandrapur was sharing a research study done in Berkeley University on how to become happy in this world. That's the goal of all, as we were discussing, all the sciences, all the knowledge as to how to become happy in this world. So they came up with some findings that initially it was, people were thinking it is the personality, we have to develop our personality. So many self-help books would come. And then they realized it's the character which is important. But eventually they started to realize in their studies that is something beyond personality, beyond character, something within the divine qualities of gratitude, of love, of forgiveness, of simplicity, from within which develop, that can bring real happiness. They had case studies of all of these qualities, how this can actually, you follow this and then you become happy, if you are grateful you can become happy. But scriptures talk about something, happiness beyond this world. The Bhagavad Gita, which is like the manual, describes this as Dukhalaya Shashvatam, do not try to be happy in this world, which is not possible. We can keep on trying all these researches, let them do all these researches, but here we know the scriptures are saying, this is the conclusion of all the scriptures, is of all the knowledges is right here. This material world is like a, as they say, a bridge to go back to the home, to our eternal home, where the lordships are waiting for each one of us. That's our eternal home. So it's like a bridge. So we do not make homes in the bridge. Or spend time in making. It's important for a living. Definitely we have to do it. But the real purpose of a bridge is to cross over. Especially this human form of life. Is the bridge. The purpose of the bridge is to just cross over. Like we have that beautiful bridge in Bombay. That, what is that? C-Link. Rajiv Gandhi, whatever the name is. The C-Link bridge. You can just, but you're not allowed to even stop. What to make of having a house there? Somebody wants to make a house there? No, not allowed. Is it? Anyone can make a house? No, you're Indian, you're allowed to stop. Nah? Nobody should, unnecessarily should stop on the highway. And you are asked to pay something. So similarly in this material body, some payment we have to do, practice Krishna consciousness, practice the process of devotional service, and go back home. That is where our eternal home is. We don't have to make. Of course, to make a living in this world, we have to make endeavors, we have to work, we have to do all whatever is required. But at the same time, our goal should be clear. Seeking the blessings of Nartaki Mataji before I continue. Hare Krishna. So, anyway, so making this point, yeah. So we don't make a home on the bridge. So eventually we have to understand that this is our home. This is our real wealth, our bank account. We have our own bank. Everyone has bank accounts. That is good. That is required. That is important. But another bank account we should have is eternal bank account, Krishna's bank account, which the bank account is at the Lord's lotus feet. So whatever remembrance we do, whatever chanting we do, whatever hearing we do, whatever different nine processes of devotional service we engage in, that is getting deposited in that account, which is eternal account. Even the bank, it's not that the bank will go away. Sometimes it happens, different kinds. Bank itself disappears, or person disappears, or so many different forgeries can happen. But here it is eternal. This is a Krishna's insurance company. You invest in that, it's full returns. As Krishna says, Neha Vikramana Shosti. Even a small service done in this endeavor can bring us out of this ocean of nescience. So like that. And then, yeah, I remember Shamanantra was once sharing about the story of one sage, Lomash Rishi. Interesting personality, great saintly personalities, different views they have, different styles of meditation and tapasya. So he had a very unique benediction his age was, he was given a benediction that he had many hairs on his body, somehow, saintly personalities, and they never cut also, so big jata and everything, many hairs. So he was given a benediction that every one hair of your body will fall at the end of Brahmaji's life or day. Whatever it is, some crores of years after, your one hair will fall off. And you will die when you will, then all the hairs of your body are gone. So when you are completely bald all over, then you will die. So it's like we cannot even imagine or calculate the, probably all the computers will fail in calculating the age, the approximate age of Lomash Rishi could be. So he was doing tapasya, as many sadhus, and many chelas were there with him who would follow him and worship him and respect. And he was doing his, absorbed in his bhajan. But then some of them asked, "Hey Baba, Babaji, you should have some bhajan kutir where you should sit and worship. It's easier for us to come and meet you and have discussions and kathas. Bhajan kutir to honai chahiye sadhu ka. So you should have some bhajan kutir." Many, all the great saints, they used to have their bhajan kutir, very powerful, potent place. So they were thinking. But he said, no, life is so short, why do we need a bhajan kutir? So that is his way of looking at it. So that was his wisdom. So even a small endeavor done on this path can just bring us beyond this realm of living in the material world, which is bound to be birth, old age, disease, and death, and all the trivida taps, the sufferings of this world, which cannot be avoided. Whatever research at the Berkeley University or Yale or whatever, or IIT or IIM or whatever universities, they may come up with many theories and many philosophies and many researches on how to be happy. But the one who has given us this existence, he's saying, "Baba, not a place to be happy. This is not a place where you can be happy. You have to go ahead, move ahead." So anyway, so this is what Prahlad Maharaj is hinting, that this is not the place. And this is the most learned thing to know. This is the learned thing to know. This is the conclusion of all the revealed knowledge, of all the knowledges of this world, of all the knowledge of the scriptures, is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnum, Smaranam. Remembering. And Prabhupada explains, anyone is equally good, beginning with Shravanam and Kirtanam. And then in the Nectar of Instruction, the 8th verse, which describes something similar theme, that the essence of all advice is given in that. Therein, the translation of the word says, the essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day. Interesting, 24 hours a day. Nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. 24 ghante Bhagwan ka naam smarana mein bitana chahiye. He's saying, in this way one should reside in Braj and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotee. Like that. And one who follows in the footsteps of Lord, beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. And then in the purport, Prabhupada explains what is Smaranam. This is the topic which we are dealing with today. And then we'll later on see one wonderful pastime from the many wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How Mahaprabhu personally relishes remembering his different devotees. So in this beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, I'll just read the purport. In the neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. So first is hearing Shravanam, which we heard a couple of weeks back. This is called Shravana Dasha, the stage of hearing, which each one of us have to do. And then what happens further? Prabhupada explains, by constant hearing the transcendental holy names of Krishna, and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, one can attain to the stage of acceptance. Svikar karne lagenge. We will start accepting Krishna's form, name, qualities, pastimes. Called Varana Dasha. So first was Shravana, hearing, and then Varan of acceptance. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha. He's so much attached. Whatever it may be, even though it's hot out, it's raining, but you come for hearing Krishna Katha. It's a wonderful sign. And when one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaran Avastha, the stage of remembering. So it's a quite high subject or a high state of remembrance. It's not easy. In Kali Yuga, all our minds are thinking so many things. Right now, if I start asking, Prabhuji, what are you thinking now? Something, maybe something about Prasad, somebody thinking about his home, somebody thinking about going to US, or somebody about what is happening tomorrow, I have to go to my job, or my exam results are coming, or where job should I do. So the Smaranam is going on right now, different things. But when one's Shravanadasha or Varanadasha, when hearing is mature, then one can purely do this remembering. And we will see how, at our stage, what can we remember. And then Prabhupada explains, when one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smaranavastha, the stage of remembering. And in that, Prabhupada explains, there are five steps. Recollection, recollecting the different, whatever we have heard, different pastimes and different names and form of the Lord, come to the temple, have darshan of the Lord, meditate on the form of the Lord, recollecting what darshan we had today. I remember different devotees, they were there, they would have always a quiz. They would post the pictures of Radha Gopinath every day, and then they will have a darshan from the different places they would be staying. And then they would have a quiz, which color ankle bell Gopinath is wearing, or which color of one of the devotees. He would do that, and they would have this wonderful quiz on meditation on the form of Lord, the recollecting different lectures, recollect different things like that. They would have this. The first stage is recollection, recollecting different, like that, stories, pastimes, and whatever we have heard, and the beautiful form of their lordships, Shri Radha Gopinath, and whatever deities. And then the second step is absorption, yeah. Seeing the deity form, I just remembered one story, I remember, yeah. There was one saint in Sri Vrindavan, Surdas, blind saint. He was there. And he would go every day for the darshan of Sri Bankya Bihari ji. Everyone knows Bankya Bihari temple, very famous temple, very crowded. He's a blind person, Surdas. But he would go every day without fail to take darshan of Sri Bankya Bihari. Interesting. What could he see? Well, some of the local young boys want to tease him, and they goes to him, "Hey, Baba, bhaiya, aap to andhe hain. Aap Surdas hain. Aap kya dekhte hain, bhaiya? Itni bheed hai, aap kyun aa jate hain dekhne ke liye?" He's saying, "Why are you come to see me? Why you come to see Bankya Bihari? You are anyways blind, you can't see anything." But then he replied, he said, "Arey Baba, main andha hoon, lekin Bankya Bihari to andhe nahi hai na. I am blind, but Bankya Bihari." So that is the power. When we come to see, anyways, the point is, yeah, when we come to see Radha Gopinath, or we see the deities see, when they glance upon us, all auspiciousness comes in our life. That's how we call Mangal Arati. With the glance of the Lord, all the creation happens. All the, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, the Lord describes all the desires in devotee's heart to serve, arouse when the Lord glances. When the Lord's glance, purifying glance. It's Amrit, the Lord's glance. Absorption. And then the third state is meditation. Then the fourth is constant remembrance, ceaseless, and then trance, Prabhupada explains, are the five items of progressive Krishna Smarana. At first, so this is the first, remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals. Or maybe for us, it comes at intervals, not interrupted at intervals. So at some times we remember Krishna, sometimes when somebody reminds us. It's difficult even mind to remember while chanting also. But sometimes that remembrance comes. So from that, let's move further. But later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. Constant remembrance. And when remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated, more focused. And is called meditation. And when meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. This is expands and then it's constant. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After smarandasha or samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. At that time, he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. So this is our goal, eventually. That is called sampatti dasha, the perfection of life through smaranam. So that is what Srila Prabhupada writes in Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. So this is beautiful explanation Srila Prabhupada gives. Recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance, and trance. And we see the highest devotees of Krishna, the gopis, were in the sampatti dasha, the perfection of life, the greatest of all the devotees. They had the constant remembrance of their lordship, Sri Krishna, Sri Gopinath, constant remembrance. It was absolutely uninterrupted. They had no other thought other than Krishna. For us, it's just the opposite. Every other thought other than Krishna. From that, to move to a stage, there is no other thought other than serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna. Whether they are with Krishna or they were not with Krishna, but they were with Krishna all the time through remembrance. That was the power. That is the power of remembrance. That is what our parampara is all about. Remembrance in viraha or whatever. Remembrance in separation is the essence of our sampradaya. Remembrance in separation. So the gopis and the brajabasis, for that matter, all the brajabasis, they would always be with Krishna, either not physically, Krishna is not physical, but yeah, in physical, in the sense with Krishna's body, Krishna's abode. Or if not, then they would be thinking about Krishna. Thinking about Krishna all the time. So that was their life. Thinking about Krishna all the time. Remembering Krishna. In the beautiful episode of Damodar Leela also, Srila Prabhupada beautifully explains that when Yashoda Mai was singing, she was churning butter early in the morning on the day of Deepavali, and she was singing different songs of pastimes of Krishna. She writes, Prabhupada writes, that the Brajavasis, they would either compose themselves the songs of different pastimes, or sometimes they would give it to professional lyricists, and they will make songs of Krishna's different leelas and pastimes, and that's what they would recite, the Brajavasis. Even when they were moving from, in the description comes, they were moving from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan, all the cowherd ladies sitting on the ox carts, they were singing Krishna's different pastimes and leelas. So Prabhupada in that purport explains that one can be with Krishna like the Brajavasis all the time just by remembering these pastimes. There is no difference between hearing and remembering about Krishna than actually being with Krishna. Prabhupada explains. The same, Prabhupada explained one of the purports, that the same ecstasy, same bliss which Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj were experiencing can be experienced by each one of us when we hear, remember these pastimes. That's why we have that beautiful song of Satyavrat Muni, the Damodar Ashtakam, 1 month dedicated to this whole pastime. Janmashtami is 1 day celebration, 2 days, Nandotsav, 3 days. But this pastime, the remembrance of this pastime in Satyavrat Muni writes, they celebrated the whole month. It's a beautiful festival for each one of us, remembering the Lord's leelas and pastimes. So that is the essence what Srila Prabhupada is writing in this beautiful purport. Anyway, we'll come back to remembrance. Before that thought, we'll just share one pastime from the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who also relishes in various many pastimes where he remembers the glorious service done by his devotees. Any small service done by the devotee, the Lord remembers and he glorifies and makes them, remind them of their services. There is no difference, as Prabhupada explains various places, that there is no difference in remembering the pastimes of the Lord or the pastimes of the devotees. There is no difference. The Lord himself is stating, when the Lord comes, this is in Navadvip, when Mahaprabhu started to exhibit himself as the supreme most devotee, then he exhibited this wonderful pastimes, and he would have kirtans every day. in the house of Srivas Thakur, sometimes in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, but most of the times in Srivas Angan he would have his kirtan, sometimes in the house of Sachimata also, and sometimes outside, you know. So Mahaprabhu would have different kirtans, different places. And he would be in great ecstasy, absorbed in the holy name, in singing kirtans and remembering the Lord's pastimes. And he would come in different aveshas. Many times he would come in the vesh of Ara. He would be remembering. Mahaprabhu would be remembering Varahadev, and he would come and he would behave as if he is Varahadev, and then he would remember Vaman Dev and Lord Shiva sometimes. Like that, different remembrances. He would come, remember different pastimes. And he would be in that, he will be completely absorbed, as we are reading Samadhi, in that mood, that he will actually be completely absorbed in that mood. Like that, Mahaprabhu was doing different. Of course, it was a very closed setting. Not everyone was allowed in the kirtans of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivas Angan especially. And once Mahaprabhu said that, we are having kirtan the whole day, why not let's have it in the evening? Why do we waste the nights? Let's do kirtan every night also. So there was a voting, everyone raised their hands. Oh yes, Haribol, who would not like to have kirtan with the Lord? Of course, it's difficult for us. This is called Anusmriti, constant remembrance, constant singing, the festival, every day. For us, if we can do one night kirtan, then it the whole next day or next 2 days are gone. It's difficult. Nirjal day, one kirtan, the whole day kirtan, and then next day it was difficult to function properly in the offices and different, even in the ashram. It's difficult. So that is what. But Mahaprabhu said, okay, kirtan every day, every night also. So then, of course, Mahaprabhu would take care of all the devotees also. Many wonderful pastimes where he would personally serve the devotees, personally feed the devotees. And one time, one of the kirtans, today also happens to be the appearance day of Sripad Vakreshwar Pandit, was one of the most wonderful dancers in Mahaprabhu's Leela. So one of the kirtans, everyone was dancing with great ecstasy and everyone was tired, and then Mahaprabhu, as he took one of the seeds of the mango, right? Mango seeds, he just plants it in the soil, and in front of everyone's eyes, the mango trees grows right there. No fertilizer, no chemicals, pure organic tree. Like nowadays, one devotee was sharing how they ripe the mangoes, pluck it, unripe, and then whatever carbide, and takes like a day they make it ripe. But Mahaprabhu, it was not day also. And it was from the seed, right? Not the raw mangoes he picked up. No, he just planted the seed and then the whole tree comes up right in front of everyone. Everyone is seeing. The one who has given the power to in the seed, the knowledge, he can even so grow also. So the right in front of everyone's eyes in the kirtan is happening, the mango tree grows up beautifully, grown, very beautiful tree with all ripe mangoes. And all those, this, not the mangoes of this, whatever, in Bombay you get hapus and whatever else, alfenzo and different varieties of mangoes which we get. This is Mahaprabhu's personal hands, they were planting, not very special mangoes with no skin and seed. Something very, we can't even imagine or think of something like that hanging from a tree with no skin and seed. Just take it and take it. And Mahaprabhu personally gave to each and every devotee and personally satisfied them. And there were mangoes the whole throughout the year, not only the season. It was not kept in a deep freeze. I've seen some devotees also keeping that mango, they make that pulp and keep it in deep freeze to have it during the whole year. But this was not like that. Mahaprabhu kept the mangoes in a deep freezer and then he would give it out. No, whole year mangoes, hey, take it, enjoy. And everyone was so happy. And of course, they were, when they were with Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu would perform ecstatic kirtan. Sometimes he would start laughing in some mood and bhava, and he would laugh for 3 hours. And sometimes he would cry for hours. Of course, it's very, very difficult for us to fathom and understand what those ecstatic kirtans will be. All of us have had some slight experience of different kirtans in the temples and yatras. We have all seen. But we can multiply those kirtans by whatever, hundreds and thousands of times with all the devotees with no passion and dancing with beautiful singing of Mukunda, Govinda Ghosh and all the different devotees and Advaita Charya Srivas Thakur dancing. We can imagine how beautiful that kirtan would be. Of course, we cannot even understand or imagine, but that was the kirtans of Mahaprabhu would do those wonderful kirtans. And of course, the atheists, they wouldn't be allowed. Those who were, they would bang at the door of Srivas Thakur many times, trying to barge in, but nobody can barge in the Lord's arena unless the Lord invites. Nobody can just barge through and that I want to see Krishna. No, unless Krishna wants to be seen. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say, that we don't try to see Krishna, we want to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see. So all these devotees, those who were there, were serving with great devotion. They had so much devotion in their heart that Mahaprabhu would give them entrance in his entourage, in his chanting, in his dancing, and they would experience great bliss and joy. Mahaprabhu would jump sometimes very high, sometimes it would become very heavy, sometimes it would become very light, sometimes he would take somebody's dust from somebody's feet, sometimes he would give his dust to someone. So like that he would do different things while the kirtan was happening. And the atheists, they were shouting, what is happening, why are we not allowed? Maybe they are drinking wine and having women and doing all those things. So that is the parampara coming from Mahaprabhu's time when the kirtan originally began. Opposition was there right from there. So that sampradaya also is continuing along with the kirtan sampradaya. So that sampradaya also began there that time. And Sachi Mata would greatly feel pain to see. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would jump and then he would hit a wall or on the floor. Sachi Mata, she would pray to Lord Vishnu, to Narayan, may I not perceive when the Lord falls, and if the Lord falls, there should not be pain or injury to him. Sometimes the Lord would come so soft like butter, sometimes his body would stunned like a pillar, he would stand. But Mahaprabhu gave that Sachi Mata that she would not be able to see Mahaprabhu jumping in or like that. So he was there. And many times the Lord revealed his forms. His form as the Supreme Lord to Vishnu, to different devotees. Mahaprabhu would go to different houses, even to out to Srivast Thakur and showed him his form. And different houses sometimes he would go. But this was one special time which we are discussing, one of the days when Mahaprabhu exhibited. Many times when Mahaprabhu would exhibit himself as the Supreme Lord, it will be just for a few minutes as if he is unaware of all the externals. But this time when he did, he was absolutely conscious in one of the kirtans where Mukunda was singing in the beginning. And then Mahaprabhu actually just goes in the house of Srivast Thakur's Angan. He sits on the Vyas or the altar of Srivast Thakur. And everyone was surprised. What is this? Mahaprabhu sitting on the altar of Srivast Angan. And then Mahaprabhu tells everyone that sing the songs of Abhishek. And then that's when they started singing the Abhishek Geet from the Purusha Shukta prayers, the Dvetacharya and Srivast Thakur, they started singing that. And the different devotees started different songs and kirtans. And then Mahaprabhu actually indicated, since they are singing the Abhishek, sing, do actually the Abhishek. Nobody wanted to go out, so they were singing the songs. But then Mahaprabhu said, no, do the Abhishek. And then everyone ran out. And they decided, let's do Abhishek with 108 water pots. So then all they gathered on different pots. And they run to the Mother Ganga, bring the water, then pour the water then with a cloth and clean it, and then they offer the Abhishek to the Lord. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, they decided 108 water pots, but then there were hundreds and thousands of water pots which were brought for bathing the Lord. And everyone, devotees, all the devotees were headed by Dvaitacharya Srivast Thakur. They would bathe the Lord with that water. The scriptures explain that if somebody, even in meditation, as we are reading Smaranam, even in meditation, in Smaranam, one offers a drop of water to the Lord, he gets the highest benediction of being in the spiritual world with the Lord. And here was all the devotees in Srivast Angan being given an opportunity to bathe the Lord. All the, even the maid servants and servants of Srivast Thakur, Vrindavan Thakur, many places glorifies them that the fortune which Lord, even Brahma, Lord Shiva cannot achieve was given to the servants and maid servants of Srivast Thakur. And we know the famous story of Dukhi. Her name was Dukhi. She comes in, would very humbly keep different pots for the devotees to offer, and Mahaprabhu notices that. The Lord is there in everyone's heart. He notices. It's like a CCTV set up in each one of our hearts. Like it's written in many places in temple, this area is under CCTV surveillance. So in one sense, all of us are under CCTV surveillance. The Paramatma is there, right? Whatever we are thinking, whatever we are doing, whatever. Sometimes we think, hey, nobody is seeing. But there's no place where nobody is seeing. All the cameras are right there within our heart, which are observing us at every moment. At every moment we are under. So probably we should carry that plaque. we are under CCTV surveillance. So that will help us to behave in a way, which is probably more consciously behave. For each one of us, we have to remind that this is sitting within our heart. Paramatma, the CCTV is there, right there in our hearts. So then Dukhi Mahaprabhu actually calls her that from today your name will be Sukhi, not Dukhi. You have participated in Lord's service. That is the real wealth. You have got the real wealth of serving the devotees. So therefore your name should be Sukhi from now on and not Dukhi. Of course, many demigods came in disguise. Because it was a rare opportunity, Mahaprabhu's Abhishek being offered. So many of the demigods, they came in disguise and performed the Abhishekam of the Lord. So in this way, they performed the wonderful Abhishek of the Lord, then they dried the body, then they dressed with wonderful new nice clothes and applied sandalwood, and the Lord, they cleaned the altar again, as we do when the Abhishek is done. Nicely cleaned the altar because all the water was different scents and herbs they had put in the water for the Abhishek and all that, and then the altar is clean and Mahaprabhu goes actually again and sits on the throne. So Mahaprabhu sits on the throne again. And then they're different, as we do in the deity worshipping, the deities, they offer Pardya, Argya, Achmana, Sugandha, Pushpa, Dhupa, Pradipa, all those Naivedya, Vastra, Abhushan, all those different offerings which we offer, were offered to the Lord. And then Advaitacharya and others offered wonderful prayers in glorification of the Supreme Lord, Sri Mahaprabhu. Very, very wonderful prayers. Jaya 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 Sarva Jagatera Natha Tapta Jagatera Karo Shubhadrishti Pata. That please, my dear Lord, glance your merciful glance on all the living entities. That was the prayer Advaitacharya had. My dear Lord, please appear and this world and cast your merciful glance on all the living entities. So with this prayers and various other prayers, my dear Lord, you are the cause, you have come to give out the Sankirtan movement to the whole world. You are the protector of all the Vedic principles and you are a Patita Pavan, you are a Guna Sindhu. So in this way they offer wonderful prayers, remembering different pastimes of Ajamil and then Putana, how you delivered Putana. So all this way Advaitacharya remembering different pastimes. This is a constant theme. We see different devotees always remembering other devotees and other pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Like that. So in this way, Advaitacharya and then everyone. And then Mahaprabhu extended his feet and then everyone offered service to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, offered flowers, kumkum, nice clothes and camphor and fruits and sandalwood was offered to the Lord. So that is what Mahaprabhu was exhibiting himself as Supreme Lord, Sri Vishnu. He's revealing to all the devotees his form of the Supreme Lord, which he would not do very often. And then Mahaprabhu said, who is the Vaikuntha Chudamani, he is the crown jewel of Vaikuntha. He said, please give me something to eat. So after Abhishek, the Lord, as we do the offering to the Lord. So Mahaprabhu also says, give me something to eat. Give me something to eat. Bhojan. Like that. Vrajbihari was sharing that story. Bengali people say bhojan. And bhajan also, they say everything is O, Ramo, like that. In Bengali, there is no A, it's O. Sometimes, like, a few devotees were there, so then somebody, Bengali devotees, approached and they said, please come to our house for bhajan. So they were happy, let's go for bhajan and the Bengali prasad, let's go. And then, as soon as they reached, they were given some kartal and mridang, please do bhajan. So Mahaprabhu said, please give me bhajan. But everyone understood. Bhajan means actually food now. So then no confusion was there. Devotees understood because they anyways doing bhajan all the time. And they were doing well, the Abhishek was going on. So bhajan was on, so now bhojan was expected. So then all the devotees, whatever they had in the house of Srivas Thakur, bananas and whatever fruits they had, whatever preparations were ready. And Vrindavanas Thakur many times mentioned soaked moong dal. That was offered. I don't know what that and how that tastes. But that's what was offered many times when Vrindavanas Thakur. And the devotees ran outside also, all the shops. They brought all the sandesh and pedas and whatever, all the sweets were available. They went in, and especially coconut waters and thousands of dozens of bananas. And Mahaprabhu would just take it in hand and eat it. Take it hand, eat it. Like something like Govardhan Puja was happening. The devotees were offering and then Everything Mahaprabhu was eating. Hundreds of pots of Gangajal. Somebody couldn't buy. They just brought some Gangajal and Mahaprabhu just drank that. Somebody brought that coconut water. So many devotees were bringing coconut water. All the shops were, they were also happy. Everything is selling. So then everyone brought so many yogurt and dahi and different, whatever was available in the market. They all brought that and coconut pulp they would offer and then would put some sugar in it that and that. In this way they would offer. So like that. The betel nut, camphor, all those different things were happening. And then Mahaprabhu starts to recall, as we are discussing about Smaranam, he was remembering the glorious service or the pastimes which the different devotees had done. So Mahaprabhu was relishing remembering different devotees. One by one he was calling each and every devotee and glorifying him for his wonderful service, for his contribution and for his devotion in his heart. So Mahaprabhu calls for Srivas Thakur. We cannot describe about each one. It will take like hundreds and thousands of devotees were there. The whole Vrindavan Das Thakur gives a beautiful list of devotees who were there, but hundreds and thousands of devotees. Mahaprabhu called each one of them personally. He would glorify, remember what devotional service this devotee had done. So he would call for Srivas Thakur and then he would say, "My dear Srivas, do you remember? One time you were attending a Bhagavad Katha of Devananda Pandit and you were hearing Bhagavad Katha with great ecstasy. You were relishing, you were focusing on the devotion and the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam and cries, and you were crying and tears were coming from your eyes. But the disciples of Devananda Pandit, they thought that it's a disturbance in our Bhagavad study." It was like a Bhagavad study school, Bhagavad Vidyapit. They were saying it's disturbance, we are not able to focus on what our Gurudev is saying. And they picked you up and threw you outside. And that Devananda Pandit, who was also equally ignorant like their Yasa Guru Vesa Chelata, he also didn't understand what devotion means. You are speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, but no. That was the state of Navadvipa at that time. Except a few devotees, people were speaking and commenting about Srimad Bhagavatam without speaking about devotional service. That was the state. That's when the Lord appeared after dark, before the dawn. There is a dark night before. So that's the whole situation. That's when the Lord appears, when there are difficult times. And then that's when the Lord appears. And that's when the Lord appears. Sometimes it happens in bhakti also over the period of years. As recently some devotee in the Bhagavatam class was describing. We start finding it, what is happening? I've been doing for so many years now. But I don't see that hope. It's like entering into a tunnel, he was explaining. So before entering the tunnel, we see the material world. Wow, so many pleasures, so-called pleasures, apparent pleasures and advertisements of this world are there which attract us. But then with faith, when we hear, when we remember, when we chant, we just gradually enter into that tunnel which is taking us back to Godhead. The tunnel, we enter inside, and still we can see the things of this world, little light is there. But when we go deep inside the tunnel, then we can't see anything. It's dark. And the outside, the other side, the abode of the Supreme Lord, is a little far. And we cannot see any light. So that's the time when devotee may get disturbed or distressed. Hey, what am I doing? Where am I? Piche bhi kuch nahi, aage bhi kuch nahi dikh raha hai. Kya hai? Kahan aa gaya? Kahan phas gaya? But then when we hear regularly, when we remember these pastimes, when we chant the names of God, when we associate with devotees, we know that there is a beautiful light, or light in the sense, beautiful abode of the Lord is waiting for each one of us. When we hear from devotees, those who have seen that light, that vision, then we get that faith to move on. And when we are together, it's much easier. Sankirtan, Kali Yuga, that is the process. When we are together, it's possible. Each one of us encourages, "Are nahi, Prabhuji, aane hi wala hai, bas, thodi dur mein hai." It's there. See, it's not very far. Anyways. So then Mahaprabhu was calling for Srivas and saying, "Remember?" And Mahaprabhu says that, "Seeing your distress, Srivas, I personally descended and appeared in your body and awarded loving devotional service and ecstasies in hearing and reading Srimad Bhagavatam." And when he heard Srivast Thakur, that Mahaprabhu personally came, he was crying and sighed deeply and he was dancing, and all the devotees were very happy and jubilant, and they were saying Jai Jai, like that. A beautiful kirtan was going on. Then Mahaprabhu called for Gangadas Pandit. We will not speak about all the devotees, but we can just read few. And then Mahaprabhu calls for Gangadas Pandit and he is remembering his past time. Mahaprabhu was telling him, Gangadas Pandit, you remember one time the Yavanas, the soldiers had attacked your family and you were running to cross over, you came on the banks of Ganga to cross over Sri Gangaji to go to the other side, but you didn't find a boatman and you were like afraid what will happen if these soldiers come, they will arrest my family members, especially the ladies, and what they will do we don't know. So he was very fearful and great distress. He was praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, please help. Mahaprabhu said that I left Vaikuntha to come by the power of your prayers. I came there to protect you, and I myself became a boatman and brought my boat and took you across Sri Gangaji. He was very happy to hear and offer wonderful prayers. Obeisance is different. And all the different devotees, same time Mahaprabhu in between was eating, different devotees were offering pranams, and different devotees were crying, and kirtan was happening. The whole festival was happening for 21 hours in the house of Srivast Thakur. Anyway, this is not connected to this pastime, but somehow that story is one of my... I like to speak that story from Ramayana, crossing from Ganga. May not be connected, but somehow it's a very wonderful story which we hear in Sri Ramayana. When the Lord Sitaram Lakshman, they were there right on the banks of Mother Ganges in the state of Nishadraj Guhu. What was that? No, Guha. What was the state called? Anyway, whatever. In the state, they were there and they had to cross Ganga. Lakshmanji, Ramji and Mother Sita, they had to leave their chariot and go and cross Ganga. It's a beautiful song also. Kabhi kabhi Bhagawan ko bhi padta hai bhakton se kaam. Jana tha Ganga par. Kevat ki naav chade, something like that. Beautiful song. So then Nishadraj Guhu, he was the king there. He had like few hundreds of boats. So he arranged for the most beautiful boat and the best boatman, a navik, to ferry the Lord across. And then the boatman is there ready and he arranges the boat. And Lakshmanji personally goes, always in the mood of service. That was his wealth, seva dhanu. He goes, places some nice grass and flowers and beautifully arranges the boat. And Mother Sita first goes in and sits there in the boat. And Lord Ram is about to board in. And then the boatman says, so stop, 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 you cannot come in. Everyone was shocked. Everyone was seeing, what is this drama happening? We got the best boatman, best boat, and Nishadraj was really angry that we called him. And why is he stopping at this state? And Lakshmanji was especially very angry. How can he do that? Mother Sita is sitting and now he's saying stop. And then everyone is looking at him and focused at him. And then he says, the boatman says, my dear Lord, I've heard a story. One time you were traveling with Vishwamitra Muni. And then you placed your lotus feet on a rock. And it transformed into a beautiful lady. So everyone is thinking, what next? He said, now my dear Lord, if your dust falls on my boat, it will turn into a lady. If it turns into a lady, what will happen to me? I will lose my boat, which is a source of my income. It's difficult to be with one lady and there's another lady coming in. So the whole life will be... So whole life will be difficult. What will I do? So then everyone understands. Wow, he's coming up to something. That is Krishna Bhakta, Bada Chatur. Or Ram Bhakta, Bada Chatur. He was very... So then everyone understood what he is up to. Then Lord Ram says, so what is the solution? We have to go across. He said, no. The problem is the dust of your lotus feet. So I have to bathe your lotus feet. So then he was very intelligent. So then, okay, then everyone was so happy. Nishadraj Guhu also very excited and happy. Okay, he takes the lotus feet of Lord Ram and bathes the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And then Lord Ram is saying, it's enough, enough, enough. He said, no. Even if a grain of dust is there, it's going to be cause problem. So I cannot take any risks. And then he bathes the lotus feet of Lord with his lap and personally massages them. And then gives Rupa Charanamrita to everyone. And then everyone was happy. And then of course the Lord Ram departs. And then on the way, Lord Ram is thinking, what should I offer in return to this personality? He's done so much service. So then he didn't have anything. Mother Sita personally gives out her ring to Sri Ram to give it to him. And then as soon as they reach, then the Kevat, Lord Ram, offers him that this is gift you can take. He said, I cannot take any gift. The lotus feet which Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, each one of them worship, they are on my boat. And those lotus feet, I have got this opportunity to serve. How can I take any remuneration? But just one thing, when I'm dying, that the time circle of birth and death, then that ocean, please, Bhavsagar, please look at into my going up. So any small service, the point is, the Lord remembers. So here in the Lord is remembering. Remembering all the various leelas and pastimes of the different devotees. And then finally Mahaprabhu, in the whole thing goes on till evening. And the evening Mahaprabhu calls out for Sridhar. Everyone please go out and get Sridhar to the room. So then all the devotees were a little confused initially. Who is Sridhar? Nobody knew. Where is Sridhar? Who is Sridhar? Where should we bring him? And then Lord personally gives the address. You go to the edge of the town, and when you go in the night there, you will hear the loud chanting of the holy names of mine. And you go and get that person. That is Sridhar. So that was his address. Wherever the loud sound is coming, not 20A, B, 17, 55, 30, whatever, this colony. No, the address was wherever the sound of the holy name is coming. That is. And that's the Lord's address also. Wherever the kirtan is happening, what is that verse? Tatra tishtami, Narada, then Lord Narada. Naham Tishtami Vaikunte. Wherever the chanting of the holy names of God is happening, sincere chanting with devotees, the Lord personally appears. That's the Lord's address also. So in chanting Sridhar, everyone goes, runs to the house of Sridhar. They were very happy. Wow. And interestingly, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes who Sridhar was. We have all heard, but it's nice to hear. This, the topic is smaranam, so we are doing some smaran of the different leelas or pastimes. And the Lord himself is remembering when he's talking about Sridhar, he's calling for Sridhar, he's remembering Sridhar and his wonderful pastimes which the Lord had with Sridhar. Simple person. He would sell banana leaves, banana fruit and bananas and that whatever pindi, what is it called, banana stem and the flowers from banana, which Bengal they make nice vegetables with that. So then, he didn't have even a tree of his own. He would buy a tree from someone, cut that tree, get the stalk, and then sell it off. Very simple. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, he was the cheapest. And those who knew, they would just go to him straight, buy, pick it up, and go. But nobody knew he's a great devotee. But he would, with half the money, he would serve Mother Ganga regularly, every day. So like a fixed price shop. No bargaining. It was not written, but it was understood. Well, that was the cheapest, and it will go. It's in this way. So then we'll come back to this. So a whole night the chanting was happening, and then devotees go finally to Sridhar's place. Mahaprabhu is thinking about these his leelas. We'll come back to that. And then the devotees go, and when they hear the holy name, they say, oh wow, this is the house of Sridhar. Even when Sridhar would chant in the night, the neighbors would think, why is he chanting loudly? He probably doesn't get anything to eat. That is why he's chanting so loudly. So they would throw sometimes some roti, eat this roti and be quiet. And don't disturb our sleep. So like that, they would go. So they actually picked Sridhar. Then they said, the Lord Chaitanya is calling you. Nimai Pandit is calling you. He was so absorbed, so shocked that my dear Lord is calling me. He just faints and they actually pick him up and bring him in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and just put him right there. Where is that? Udare? Udare, na? That's first time, yeah. It's being there. We can have a beautiful painting by Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu. So then the Lord, so they just put him in right in front of him. And Mahaprabhu says, Sridhar, get up and see my beautiful form. You have been worshipping me for so many years and so many lifetimes. And even in this lifetime, you have been serving me. I have been eating every day on the leaf plates which are being offered by you. That was the proprietary leaf plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like any big person, sports star, any particular bad company uses it, becomes so famous. Whatever Adidas or whatever Jovi, whatever bat he may use, or it becomes so famous. But he was the original servant, Adidas, Sridhar. Every day Mahaprabhu would eat from his plate. You can imagine the fortune of someone. Mahaprabhu is eating from the plate which is given by Sridhar. And many times he would Mahaprabhu would eat bananas and whatever vegetables would grow. He would go at the house of Srivas. He would go to the house of Sachi Mata and offer whatever pumpkin or whatever vegetables, something he would grow. He would go. He would be captivated by the Lord's beauty. Then Mahaprabhu was explaining that, Sridhar, do you remember? Why do you act like an ascetic? Mahaprabhu was recollecting all his past. Why do you act like an ascetic? You have so much wealth which I will reveal one day by selling these bananas and banana leaves. You have earned so much wealth which you have hidden. I will one day reveal that wealth to all the devotees. And Sridhar would say, see, my dear Lord, see, I am such a poor person. I don't have anything. Please see. And then Mahaprabhu would actually have a tug of war. He would pull and say, no, reduce the price of this. And take further half the price, and then Mahaprabhu would say, you don't know who I am. And he said, who you are? He said, we are a Brahmana. But then he said, no, I am. You are spending the money, whatever you earn, 50%, you are anyways serving Mother Ganga only. So I am the one from where Mother Ganga is emanating. From the lotus feet, my Ganga is emanating. So give it to me only directly. Why are you doing this way? So then he would say, oh, no, Vishnu, how can you say that? And this way he would just seeing at the beautiful face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the enchanting face with beautiful dhoti. Mahaprabhu would have tugged at three places, beautiful curly hair, beautiful Brahmin thread. Mahaprabhu would come and he would just take, and then Sridhar would say, go ahead. And Shanta and Sridhar would say, why don't you go to some other place and buy? And Mahaprabhu said, I don't change my whatever. The vendors, I am fixed. And why should I change? So in this way, and then he would actually give. And then Mahaprabhu then tells him, Sridhar, please get up and see my beautiful manifestation and form. And then this beautiful darshan, which is being wonderfully painted here, was revealed to Sridhar. He saw Mahaprabhu transformed into beautiful form of Krishna, wearing a golden dhoti with a peacock feather and beautiful curly hair, and Sri Balramji, Krishna playing on his flute, Brahmaji and all the other demigods and Sanat Kumars and all the Kumaras and beautiful women dancing and everyone offering wonderful prayers to Krishna and Balram. And when Sridhar saw that, when he got up to see the darshan, he just completely faints, unconscious becomes when he saw this beautiful darshan. Mahaprabhu says, get up, Sridhar, and offer some prayers to me. Sridhar says, he was probably not so educated or not gone to any Gurukul or whatever. He said, Sridhar said, my dear Lord, I don't have any ability to glorify you. What can I speak? Mahaprabhu said, whatever words come from your mouth are glorification. I am most pleased to hear something from you. Please speak something. And by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Saraswati Devi personally descended on the lips of Sridhar. And he offered most beautiful prayers. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu, Jaya Vishwambara, Jaya 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 Navadvipa Purandara. So in this way he began and offering wonderful prayers. Saraswati Devi personally flowing from his mouth, glorifying her lordships, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Vishwambara, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of the universe. And then in this way, Sridhar constantly kept on glorying one after other. Glories to the Lord of the universe, glories to one who is born from the womb of Mother Sachi, one who is Ved, the Gopya, one who is not understood by even the Vedas, one who is the king of all the Brahmanas, one who is Adhokshaja, one. And then Sridhar Swami says, my dear Lord, you are the Dharma, you are the Karma, you are Bhakti, you are Jnana, you are all the essence of all the scriptures, the Vedas, the object of meditation, you are the Siddhi, the perfection, you are the Bhoga, you are the Shraddha, you are Daya, you are Moha, Lobha. Like that, you are Chandra, Surya, Indra, Vayu, Dhana. So in this way, he is glorifying the Lord. And he was lamenting, my dear Lord, I did not recognize you early when you came to me, when you said that the Ganges originates from your lotus feet. I did not recognize you, my dear Lord, please forgive me. And he was remembering, this is another interesting, different devotees, devotional service of different devotees. He's glorifying devotional service and he's speaking about Bhishma Dev, out of his love conquered you and you were defeated, and the battlefield of Kurukshetra by Satyabhama, by her love and devotional service, she sold you. And this way, how in remembering Braj Bhumi, Sridhar was glorifying Sridhama, how you carried Sridhama on his shoulders. So even this way, Mahaprabhu, Sridhar is glorifying Mahaprabhu, and he's telling, my dear Lord, in Krishna Leela, you performed so many pastimes, but only very few people were there who conquered you. But now, by your grace, by the spreading of this Harinam Sankirtan, we will see the wonder how so many people will chant and will conquer you. You will be conquered by all these wonderful Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu says, ask for a benediction, Sridhar. And Sridhar says, Mahaprabhu says, I'll give you the 8 mystic perfections of which are there in this world. You can get. Sridhar this time says, my dear Lord, please do not cheat me again. Once you came to me as a Brahmana, you cheated me, I could not recognize you. But please do not cheat me again. Please do not cheat me again. Mahaprabhu said, but my darshan should not be fruitless. Please ask Sridhar. Of course, Mahaprabhu says that, I will give you a big kingdom, make you a big king. And then Mahaprabhu saying, ask something. Sridhar said, my dear Lord, please be peaceful. Please be peaceful. Like that. That Mahaprabhu was in great ecstasy. Mahaprabhu said, Sridhar said, my dear Lord, if you actually want to give me something, then please just give me the service to the lotus feet of that Brahmana who would come every day and quarrel with me for a couple hours every day. That was Srivast Thakur. And then his, speaking like this, he raised his arm and he was crying in great ecstasy. And then Mahaprabhu said, Sridhar, you are my servant lifetime after life. You have seen the opulences which you have seen is because of your great devotion unto me. I give you that blessings that your mind will never deviate, and that which is most confidential to the Vedas, the devotional service, will be revealed to you. And all the devotees in great ecstasy were chanting Jai Jai. And Vrindavan Das Thakur wonderfully concludes that who has the ability to recognize a Vaishnava? Nobody can recognize. It's an affair of the heart. Loving affair with Krishna. That is the real affair to have is with Radha Gopinath, with the Lord. That is the real affair of the heart. The real love story, as we were discussing in the Bhagavatam, is loving Krishna. So in this way, Sridhar was offered this wonderful benediction. He was very, very poor, and Vrindavan Das Thakur very wonderfully concludes this pastime or this specific prayers of Sridhar Mahaprabhu. He says that anyone who hears prayers and benedictions which are given to Sridhar will get the wealth of prema. The most poorest of persons, his prayers, when we hear, we get the wealth of prema. That is. And then Mahaprabhu called for other devotees, and he called for Nada, Advaita Acharya, calling for, ask for a benediction. Advaita Acharya says, I already got what I wanted. I wanted you to come and you have already come, so I don't need anything else. So then Mahaprabhu called for Murari Gupta. So all this happening 21 hours in the night. Murari Gupta was called. And Mahaprabhu tells him, see Murari, see my beautiful form. And then the Lord transformed himself into beautiful form, Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Sita and Lakshmanji on Lord's left and right side, and Murari Gupta and all the different monkeys were offering, different leaders, they were offering prayers to the Lord. And then Murari Gupta, when he saw, he realized he was also one of those monkeys offering prayers to the Lord. And Mahaprabhu was reminding him of his devotional service. Oh, remember when Lakshmanji was injured, you went and brought all that whole Gandhamadan mountain for protecting and serving Sri Lakshmanji. And how Ravana burnt. So Lord is remembering all these wonderful pastimes, the smaranam of the Lord, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is thinking about the pastimes of the different devotees of the Lord. And he's glorifying them. And he's saying, you remember, Murari, you went all the way and destroyed the whole Lanka, and then you came and gave the message of Sita. And then, of course, Mahaprabhu asked him also that, please ask for some benediction. And then Murari Gupta says, my dear Lord, I just want one benediction, that I can sing your glories all the time. Anywhere, any place, any time I take birth, I should get the association of your devotees birth after birth, where I can always remember you. So this is, we are discussing smaranam. So these are the prayers of the most exalted personalities. They are asking for remembrance, constant remembrance of their lords. And I am, let me not be put in a situation where I am not your servant and you are not my master. Any other situation, any other place, it's all fine. wherever you want to put me, my dear Lord, if I can just remember that you are my master, I am your servant, there is nothing else that I need more. So that is the conclusion, or that is the ultimate prayer, that wherever we are, wherever Krishna puts us, if we can remember, for us at this stage, this is the remembrance. We may not be able pure enough to remember the pastimes or form of the Lord in the mind, but this is prayer of Sri Murari Gupta, that wherever I am, my dear Lord, let me just remember this much, that you are my loving master and I am your eternal servant. This is wonderful prayer which each one of us can meditate and pray, that this is what prayer we can do. Mahaprabhu was so happy hearing his prayers. Mahaprabhu says, Satyavai Eibar, whatever you have said will become true, whatever you have. And Mahaprabhu says that anyone who blasphemes you, Murari Gupta, he will never receive any piety in life. Even if he takes bath in Ganga for millions of times, or even if he chants hundreds and thousands of names, he will not get devotion unto me. As your name is very appropriate, Mahaprabhu said that Murari, the Lord, is sitting in your heart. He is hidden in your heart. That's why your name is Murari Gupta. So then finally, not finally, one of the devotees, which we discuss now and then we conclude, is Mahaprabhu calls for Thakur Haridas. This is another very connected to today's theme of remembrance. Mahaprabhu called for Haridas. Thakur comes in front, and then Haridas, Thakur, my dear Haridas. Mahaprabhu would glorify all the devotees, and when we would, many times Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat describes, Mahaprabhu would glorify and remember the devotees as if he had five mouths, or sometimes hundreds of mouths, when he would glorify devotees. That means with great eagerness, with great relish, he would describe. And then Mahaprabhu called for Haridas Thakur. You are more dear to me than my own body. I am of the same caste as you. Even though we know he was materially born in a not so high class family that way. But Mahaprabhu said, I am from the same caste as you. So in this way, Mahaprabhu reminds him, my dear Haridas Thakur, you remember when you were being beaten in 22 marketplaces by those Yavana soldiers, those people from the king, the Qazi's people, they were beating you. I came from Vaikuntha with my chakra to kill them all. But you were offering such intense prayers for their protection that my chakra became harmless and could do anything. As Damodarpu was, one of his recent Bhagavatam class, he was mentioning, that many times people say we want to become God. But here in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, our aspiration is much higher. We want to become servants of God. And servants of God has more power than God. Even the Lord is shooting his chakra to those people, the Yavana soldiers. But this has become powerless to cut their bodies. That was the power of the prayers of Srila Haridas Thakur. So they were there. Mahaprabhu descended as sent his chakra from Vaikuntha. But he was unable to severe. So Mahaprabhu said, then personally I had to come in and take those beating marks. And Mahaprabhu showed his back and showed, see these beating marks, when they were beating you, I could not tolerate. I had to personally come. Mahaprabhu told him that one of the reasons why I manifested was the prayers of Advaita Acharya. And when I saw the suffering of yours in this world, I became more eager. The Lord cannot tolerate any pain or suffering of his devotees. He is Bhakta Vatsal, Dina Vatsal. Any prayers, he cannot see the pain or suffering of his devotee. He wants each one of us to be back. He cannot see the pain of everyone. The Lord is full of all love and ocean of mercy. You've seen ocean of salt, but this is ocean of mercy, Daya, Karuna Sagar. He cannot see the suffering of any living entity in the blade of grass, or any living entity. The Lord's heart is so huge and compassionate, all encompassing. Cannot see the suffering of any living entity, not to speak of his devotees. And Haridas Thakur, when he hears, when he sees the marks of the whips on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, he cries out loudly. And he says, my dear Lord, please be merciful to this fallen outcast person. I am Adham. I don't have even the strength or power to glorify. Even if somebody sees me, it becomes sinful. If somebody touches me, he has to take bath in Ganga. How do I have the strength or power to glorify? And then Haridas Thakur is saying, my dear Lord, you have declared that you will never forsake anyone who remembers you. But I do not have even the strength or the power to remember you, my dear Lord. So this is our hope. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our hope. We are discussing the pastime of the concept of remembrance and smaranam. Haridas Thakur is saying, I don't have the strength or power to remember. And he was probably chanting how many? 192 rounds or whatever. And so almost the most of the day he was remembering, and the whole day he was remembering, and he is saying out of humility, my dear Lord, I don't remember you, I don't have the strength. So he gives examples that we see Draupadi. He was remembering you in the assembly of the Kuru dynasty, Kurus. And you personally manifested for her in the form of a sari. So my dear Lord, it was her remembrance. And he gives different examples of Prahlad Maharaj, who is the epitome of Smaranam, which we are discussing today. In all the condition, whatever condition of life he was put in, tortured by his own father in various capacities, but the only thing he did was remembering the Lord, smaranam. So that is what each one of us have to do, practice to do. In whatever situations for us, each one of us, there will be a Hiranyakashipu in our lives who will be tormenting us in different ways. Basically our own karmas coming through different manifestations of this material nature. They will come us and torment us, sometimes being thrown from the mountains, or sometimes thrown from a job, or sometimes thrown from a school, or sometimes some exam, or sometimes relationship problem, or so many tortures by our own Hiranyakashipus, our past karmas or desires to enjoy. We will be tormented. And Prahlad Maharaj is showing through his example, remembering the Lord in all circumstances. Marobi Rakobi Joicha Tumar. Prahlad Maharaj is teaching through his example. He's just remembering the Lord, grateful to the Lord for whatever comes. So that is what Haridas Thakur is remembering Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Then he speaks the pastimes of how Durvasa Muni comes, sent by Duryodhan to the forest when all of you, the Pandavas, were residing and moving around in the forest as beggars. And then Durvasa Muni comes and the Pandavas remembered you, Draupadi and other Pandavas, they remembered you. And you personally manifested yourself and ate the tiny last morsel of grain and then satisfied all the people. So in this way, he was remembering different Ajamil and Parvati Devi, different pastimes. Srila Haridas Thakur is remembering and glorifying, and this is the power of your remembrance, Haridas Thakur is saying, my dear Lord, but I am such a personality who is unable to even remember, my dear Lord. And Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, even though I am unable to remember you, but I have one request and I have one prayer to offer, one thing to ask for. Mahaprabhu says, everything is yours, Haridas Thakur. Nothing is there which I will not give you. You ask whatever you would like to have, Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, in great ecstasy, folds his hands. He said, my dear Lord, I am such a very unfortunate person, but my only desire is that the remnants of your devotees be my foodstuff. Of your servant, the remnants of your servant. That let the remnants of your devotees, which are left by your devotees, be my devotional service, birth after birth. Sei sei bhajan mora ho janma janma, sei avashesh mora kriya kul dharma. Saying that it should be my kriya, that should be my work, that should be my dharma, is just, my dear Lord, eating the remnants of your devotees. But Haridas Thakur, then he cries again, my dear Lord, please forgive me. How can I ask such an exalted benediction? I am devoid of remembrance of your lotus feet. I have never been able to remember you. And then he says, my dear Lord, just make me a dog. Kukuru kariya more rako bhakta gare. Let me just make me a dog in the house of your devotee, that whatever they throw, whatever comes, I just accept. Mahaprabhu was so happy, his heart was breaking hearing the prayers of Srila Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu says that anyone who associates with you for a day or even for a moment will achieve me, my lotus feet. My glories have increased by having a servant like you, my dear Haridas Thakur. My glory has increased just by having a servant like you. Mahaprabhu was saying, you are chanting the holy names and also not offending the Vaishnavas. You haven't offended any of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, I am awarding you pure devotional service. The Acharyas explains, Srila Prabhupada explains, it's a simple thing to attain devotional service, chanting the names of God and not offending the Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu is telling Haridas Thakur, you are constantly chanting but not offending the devotees at all. So therefore, I award you pure devotional service. So that is what Mahaprabhu is telling Haridas Thakur, that nothing else is required. Through Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu is showing, he had no wealth or no prestige or no Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shribi, nothing. But then Mahaprabhu is saying nothing is required, just chanting the names of God and not offending the Vaishnavas, you can just achieve me. So in this way, in great ecstasy, Mahaprabhu is remembering the different devotees, and different devotees, as we were hearing, were remembering their, Mahaprabhu is remembering their devotional service rendered by them, and different devotees were remembering other devotees, Haridas Thakur is remembering how by remembrance Draupadi was saved and different people were saved. So therefore, this is Mahaprabhu's mercy is our hope. We can also hope and pray that this smaranam, which Prabhupada of course explains in the purport, after maturity of shravanam and kirtanam, when the mind is cleared, then that smaranam will come. But for us, whatever we have heard from the different devotees, whatever we have read, we should try to remember those instructions of Sri Guru in our lives and try to follow. For us, we may not be pure enough to meditate on the pastimes of the Lord or the form of the Lord or the different Nitya Leelas of the Supreme Lord or His qualities of the Lord, but we should endeavor or try to remember whatever instructions which Srila Prabhupada has given to each one of us and whatever our Guru Varg is giving to each one of us. Remember those instructions constantly and try to fulfill those instructions in whatever capacities Krishna has given us. So that should be our remembrance of the substance of our remembrance should be. Otherwise, there are so many subject matters in this world to remember, to engage the mind. But if we can bring in back our focus and remember the instructions of Sri Guru and Gauranga, and then we can eventually achieve whatever the samadhi or... And actually, that is what samadhi is, remembering the instructions of Guru and trying to fulfill that. So that is what the perfection or samadhi is. So if we can do that, that will be the perfection of our smaranam. Hare Krishna. So now we will sing one small bhajan. Anyways, thank you for all your patient hearing, and if there is any mistakes, Mansi, please forgive me. And Srila Prabhupada ki. So now we'll have small kirtan. Before that, we'll have one bhajan, which will different names and pastimes of the Lord.